USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has now recorded more than 14 million cases of coronavirus since the beginning of the pandemic. More than 200,000 cases were recorded on Thursday, driving that total over 14 million. The death toll has now also passed 275,000. While the country awaits the approval of vaccines against the virus, the intelligence community believes that one country has been trying to steal the research behind those shots. The Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, tells CBS News they have evidence that China has tried to steal the work of scientists looking for a vaccine.
Adding insult to injury, it shows that China is has been attempting to access our research into COVID-19. So the pandemic that was created by China's actions, they've attempted to steal our research.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
During a Thursday hearing, lawyers for President Trump's campaign presented evidence they said proved that thousands of illegal votes were counted in the November election. They say the evidence presented showed that about 1,500 votes came from people listed as deceased, about 20,000 voters cast ballots without a Nevada mailing address, and more than 40,000 people voted twice. The judge in the case says he will rule on Friday after taking time to consider all the evidence presented. White House Communications Director Alyssa Farah is leaving the administration. Farah first took the position in April of 2020 after working in Vice President Mike Pence's office and as the press secretary for the Department of Defense, becoming the youngest ever spokesperson for that department. In her resignation letter, Farah said that she's leaving to pursue new opportunities. And in a statement on Twitter, she said it was the honor of a lifetime to serve in the administration and was proud of the president's accomplishments. Farah's last day at the White House will be Friday. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Mysterious metal monoliths keep appearing and disappearing in the strangest places. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
A monolith extending 10 to 12 feet above the ground was discovered in Utah November 18th. After playing around with Google Earth data, we found that the Utah monolith first appeared sometime between August 2015 and October 2016. The Utah monolith disappeared without a trace on November 27th. That same day, a second monolith appeared in Romania halfway around the world. It visibly looked different with a texture of swirls on the metal structure and was spot welded about 2 feet from the base. The Romanian monolith mysteriously disappeared on Tuesday. You know where I'm going with this. Now a third monolith has appeared in California. This location is between Los Angeles and San Jose, near the city of Atascadero. If you want to see it before it too disappears, it's atop the Pine Mountain hiking trail. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And a mysterious object that has fallen into a temporary orbit around Earth is actually space junk and not an asteroid as originally thought. NASA astronomers confirmed that the object that was classified an asteroid when it was discovered in September is actually a piece of a rocket from 1971. Scientists say the 32-foot-long remnant of an Atlas V rocket will resume its orbit around the sun sometime in March, though it will be back again for another visit in 2036. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.